Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
My ears work.
My ears work.
My eyes see.
My eyes see.
And my heart does perceive.
My heart does perceive.
You're speaking to me.
You're speaking to me.
Amen?
Amen.
We're going to be going to the book of Zechariah, which is one of the last letters or revelations that came to the Jewish nation. And I picked up on Zechariah chapter 4 because, again, that was part of the word that came through Susan on Tuesday night. And she spoke about the 10 virgins, and 5 of them had, let's say, the Holy Spirit, but no extra oil. And there were 5 that were on the wiser side, said, we want to get more oil. And she brought forth that 5 got bowls of oil. And that was part of the teaching that was released to us from Susan, which her husband Patrick ministered to us on Monday night. And I would definitely say to you that if you missed out, you can grab onto it because it's on the web. There's roughly 2 hours of teaching that Patrick gave us on Monday night, and there's 2 hours and maybe 15 minutes of Susan, or his wife, on Tuesday night. So all you got to do is look up the website, thehouseofprayer.us, and there's no charge. You can check out that message. Get ready because it will change you. The intent is to have them deposit in us what we need for this region. And you say, well, I'm not political. Praise God you're not political. I pray you're holy enough to be higher.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Because political's not going to cut it. Because there's bad and there's garbage on both sides.
Amen.
And anybody that think that this one's perfect or that one's perfect, I'll be honest with you. They and us are all under construction. None of us are perfect. Amen. The one that's perfect is alive in us, and he's doing a job, and he's cleaning us up. So Zechariah chapter 4 says, the gold lampstand and the 2 olive trees. And as I said that this morning, I became aware that there's 9 on this one. And there's 7 on the other. 7 and 2 are? Yeah. Listen again. The angel who talked with me returned and wakened me, as a man is wakened from his sleep. He asked me, what do you see? So visions were part of everyday life. Are they with you? And if they're not, it's because maybe you haven't knocked on the door yet. They should be and could be if you are serious. Amen? All right. I answered, I see a solid gold lampstand with a bowl at the top and 7 lights on it, with 7 channels to the light. Also, there are 2 olive trees by it, one on the right of the bowl and the other on its left. 7 plus 2 makes 9. Correct?
Yes.
Why the 2 olive trees? I asked the angel who talked with me, what are these, my Lord? He answered, do you not know that what these are? No, my Lord, I replied. So he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. Now, How many of you would like to change something in your life?
Oh.
How many have tried to change something in their lives? And I don't care how old or young we are. There's always a corner that kind of brings us into a, let's say, a stifled place where the wall just is right there. And, I tried this before, so I quit. Anybody relate? Why quit? How about asking for help? Holy Spirit says, not by might, not by power, but by?
Spirit.
Which Spirit? The Holy Spirit. See, everybody concentrates on all the devils around instead of concentrating on how many angels are around. Those angels are here for what? Just for ha-has? Or for a purpose? Their purpose is to release to us the ability, the grace, the favor to make a change in ourselves so that we can keep on going forward. Not to let depression and hopelessness take over and destroy us. The enemy has a plan, blighted plan. He wants us all dead, in case you forgot, because he's the author of death. But who's the author of life and light?
Jesus.
Aha. Jesus did not go into the grave, stay there 3 days, because it was a great idea from himself. Because I'll tell you truthfully, if you study the word, you'll find out that he didn't like the idea at all. It was a very bad idea from his emotional point of view. But he said, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit. So who took Jesus through the crucifixion? Yeah, his Holy Spirit took him through. You see, there were seasons in my life where everything was bleak and very sad, didn't want to continue, the emotions were bad, the lifestyle was struggling, and I can say that this word brought life to me because I stopped trusting in myself alone. I started to cry out, not by power, which is manpower or horsepower, not by might, which is abilities, going to the gym, doing better. Got it? But by the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit is kind of a ace in the hole, if you wish. And most of us run to him only after we have a crisis. Instead of running to him when we're having some difficulty and saying, I can't do this. And when you say, I can't do this, he has an open door to begin to help you. Even in school, girls.
Amen.
Even in school. I remember years ago we had a young lady. And she was about your age, Claudia. And she was so upset because she just couldn't get one of the subjects. It just didn't want to go in. And the Lord gave me a word of knowledge for her. And I said, if you ask the Holy Spirit, it's not going to be by your willpower. It's not going to be by your might. But he's going to bring something inside of you and light you up so that you can change how you respond. A few months later, she showed up at church and she's kind of got some tears on her cheeks. And she said, I didn't believe you, but I tried it. I said, and what happened? I don't know, but I got good marks for the first time. Well, Does that only work for 8, 10, 12-year-olds? Come on. The Lord said he would use the children someday to teach us adults how to survive. Vanessa has a beautiful little baby boy who's teaching that whole house how to run things. Yes or no? All right. And Daddy is happier than a, and I won't fill in the blanks. Because I can see it in your face, man. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Verse 7. What are you, O mighty mountain, before Zerubbabel? This is a man. This is a high priest. You will become level ground. Then he will bring out the capstone to shouts of God bless it, or grace, grace to it. I've taught this lesson, I can't tell you how many times, and each time I taught and I teach on this subject, I always glean something new. You see, grace and favor and his ability to take me through a challenge is always available if I cry out to him. But if I feel sorry for myself and I pull the blankets over my head, cover myself with the pillow, and cry for 3 days, what's going to happen on the fourth day?
Same thing.
Depression, welcome to the hopeless club. But if I cry out from under that pillow and say, Lord Jesus, I can't do this. It's way too big for me. That's when you humble yourself and he sends his angels to help you. He sends his ability and creates it in us to take us through to the finish line. The capstone, by the way, that he's referring to is Jesus. Verse 8, Then the word of the Lord came to me. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid a foundation of this temple. His hand will complete it. Then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. Who despises the day of small things? Men will rejoice when they see the plumb line in the hands of Zerubbabel. The plumb line means a straight line, perfectly. And that's the law of love. These seven are the eyes of the Lord, which range throughout the earth. Then I asked the angel, what are these two olive trees on the right and the left of the lampstand? And again I asked him, what are these two olive branches besides the two gold pipes that pour out golden oil? He replied, do you not know what these are? No, my Lord, I said. So he said, these are the two who are anointed to serve the Lord of all the earth. You can fill in that blank with multiples of levels of revelation. And there's multiples of opinions in the body of Christ about who these two are going to be and who they really are. I would say, depending on your season in life, that the two will be different personalities in the Word of God. Some think that they're Elijah and Moses. Jesus' revelation will change you if you submit. And I do believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that as you see these people that have walked the earth and become capable of doing things what no man could do, then you and I can really truly receive from them hope, a future, and a bright, brilliant road ahead, so that your whole being can be awakened through the life of St. Paul, for instance, the life of Joseph in the Old Testament, where he got battered around, nobody cared. He got laughed at, crushed, put in jail. I don't know about you guys, but I would not like the idea of a jail in my future. But I have one man that I visited this week that he is in a jail. And I'm talking about Peggy's husband. And I've been saying that to him for 3 years?
Three and a half.
Who's counting, huh? Mm-hmm. And we prayed together several times this week because his body is not doing what he at one time could do very normally.
Amen.
And so the jail is his own body. And because of the difficulties, he's had to be in a nursing home, and that just doesn't cut it in my book. And you know what? We have kept on praying, not giving up, because I do believe that God will liberate him from that jail. How he's going to do it is up to him. It's not going to be by might. It's not going to be by power. It's going to be by the Spirit of the Lord. And as we prayed this week, he's in a new challenge because there's a new restriction. And I won't go into all the details. But the new restriction causes another, let's say, privilege taken away from him. Just something so simple that you and I take it for granted that you just do and you don't even think that it's a privilege. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, he's faced with one more thing taken away, one more freedom cut away from him. And I'll tell you truthfully, as I was leaving that building, it was a mixture of emotions. I was PO'd.
Come on.
Angry inside. Why? Such a simple request being canceled. Why? And you know, I could stay angry, but you know, I quoted to my own self what I teach you guys. Give thanks. Kim, give thanks. I don't feel like it. My buddy's getting hurt. Give thanks. Stop trying to figure it out. Give thanks. So I got in the car and I had to call Peggy, and he had told me to call her. But from his motivation, it was on one level. But I don't know all the details because we didn't communicate since then, but I can say this to you. He loves the Lord. He's having a hard time, but he loves the Lord. God is using him in that jail. People that would never hear about God and never receive prayer, he's praying for them. Have you ever been in jail? And I don't want your hand up. But there's all kinds of jails. Some have bars and doors and walls and doors and windows that are blocked. Some are different. You can be in jail in the middle of a big field because all the things that you should be able to do, you can't do. Your emotions can tie you up better than rope. Your hurts can destroy you if you stay angry. Last night, I listened to a love letter to Gampy. Did anybody see it?
No.
It was one of the twins from President Bush who wrote about her grandfather. It was a 1 hour special, I think on NBC. And it was awesome. It was literally awesome. It showed a side of the grandfather loving his children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren in spite of all their mistakes. Compassion flowing from his heart, writing them love letters when they were in the midst of school, college, whatever, relationships and brokenness. You say, well, he didn't do everything right. Well, in case you forgot, you might look at your own history and see if you've done everything right.
Come on.
He was the man chosen by God to go through an awful lot in our country at that time. You say, well, you're a Republican. Well, so? If I am, that's none of your business. Ah. I can remember when Kennedy was elected and when he got shot, I was standing right at the edge of my boss's counter. And I saw the report on the TV and my heart went down into my legs. And I wept. Oh, you must have been a Democrat. No, I'm a human being. And I hurt when I see people that are doing their best to do whatever they're doing to the best of their ability and somebody finds fault every time.
Every time.
Every time. Okay? Whatever is done that is right and righteous, whether they're from one denomination or another, whether they're from one
political side.
Yeah, political persuasion. Okay?
Correct.
Because you see, you can flip and you can change. Give God a chance to take you through. Pray for them. Whoa! What a wake-up call. Pray for them. Ask God to bless them. And the results will be that you'll get a blessing instead of a curse. Pray for one another that you may be healed. The healing may be needed in me. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Just close your eyes right now. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm learning a lesson today.
I'm learning a lesson today.
To get through the challenges in my life.
Get through the challenges in my life.
It's not going to be by might.
It's not going to be by might.
Nor by willpower.
Nor by willpower.
But by the Holy Spirit.
By the Holy Spirit.
Working in my spirit.
Working in my spirit.
Through the Holy Spirit.
Through the Holy Spirit.
I can make it through any challenge.
I can make it through any challenge.
Through depression and hopelessness.
Depression and hopelessness.
I head for the hills.
I head for the hills.
The hopeless hills.
The hopeless.
But with God.
With God.
And His Holy Spirit.
And His Holy Spirit.
I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it to victory. Because He'll have His angels on the job.
Doing such a mighty work.
That I will be able.
I will be able
to see the results,
see the results
in the land of the living.
In the land of the living.
Not when I'm dead.
Not when I'm dead.
But when I see
how much He loves me
and cares for me.
Cares for me.
Amen?
Amen.
And amen. You know, I just want you to know how blessed I was to watch the Holy Spirit confirm His word this past week on so many levels through Patrick and Susan. And her and I went out on Wednesday morning and we had some quality time together. We had breakfast together at Friendly's and then she drove home. The surprise came when around 7-ish at night, she sent me a text and a message and a picture. Well, the reception on my phone at home is very poor. The picture tried to come in, I can't tell you for how many hours, but nothing manifested. I tried, nothing worked. The next day, my wife and I had to go out and when we were out, it finally downloaded. And she said in her text, look what brought me home most of the way. And what she did is she took a picture from the inside of her car facing in front of her windshield. And what you see is a sun approximately this big. And around it, there's an aura all the way around it. And when I first looked at it the following day, I had goosebumps. Because she didn't understand it, and I'm not sure exactly what she received from it. But for me, it was like going back in time. And when I was at Grace Church of Christ, I used to teach on Tuesdays. And Tuesday noontime was when this happened. Pastor Gino did not come. He told me to take over that day. But he was in his office. And his brother lives in Pittsfield. They're both gone to be with the Lord now. But his brother called and said, "You better tell your church something awesome is going on outside. You got to go out now." So Gino popped in the door of the chapel and he says, "Go outside now and look up." So we were, I don't know, about like now, just ran outside, all of us. And it was a fall day. And there was the sun, as big as can be. And around it was a complete rainbow, all around the whole thing. People tried to take photographs. It didn't work. One person had enough guts to take off their sunglasses, put it over the lens of the camera, and photograph that corona of the sun. Mm. And it was really a crown of the promises of God around the Son of God. And I said, "Oh my." And that's what that picture brought back. So continue to pray for Susan and Patrick. They're in a challenged space. Her husband had to leave us Tuesday noontime. He was supposed to have a 3-hour layover in Chicago. It ended up 7 hours before he could reach Charlotte. But the gift that came is that his friend that was coming in, I believe from California, landed in Charlotte at the same time. So it all worked out for good, but he was exhausted, because he had had a very busy week. So now do me a favor. Put your hand over your heart. Say, "Lord Jesus, bless the food. Bless the fellowship. Bless this Christmas time. Because it's a season to celebrate Christ. Bless my tummy. Here it comes." Amen?
Amen.
And amen. Share some hugs with each other.